Welcome back to Transform, a podcast highlighting the people and ideas shaping the future of senior living. I'm Austin Montgomery for Senior Housing News. On today's episode, I spoke with Willow Valley Community's president and CEO, Lisa Hawthorne. The Lancaster, Pennsylvania-based senior living company serves over 10,000 residents. In 2025, Willow Valley Communities tapped Hawthorne to be the company's next top leader as the company prepares for continued growth to meet the demands of today's senior living environment. From new development projects to focusing internally on improving staffing and operational efforts, Willow Valley is prepared for incoming demand now and into the future.
But I would say that expansion and change is kind of a steady state around Willow Valley because they have been continually growing and innovating and changing over the 40-year history.
Now, here's my interview with Willow Valley Community's president and CEO, Lisa Hawthorne. Welcome back to Transform. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us here.
Thanks for having me.
And for those who might not be familiar with Willow Valley Communities, can you give us an update on the current portfolio and how would you describe the organization for those who may not know about Willow Valley Communities as well as Senior Housing News does?
Sure. So Willow Valley Communities is a premier not-for-profit 55-plus life plan community in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We have, sort of by the numbers, more than 1,600 independent living residences and nearly 500 beds of supportive living. We're serving about 2,600 residents across two campuses that total 210 acres. And we have about 1,600 team members. So really, Willow Valley is like a small town in and of itself. Was founded over 40 years ago by Marlon Thomas, who originally operated the Willow Valley Inn and hosted visitors from all around the country. What they experienced there, they translated into what we know as Willow Valley today after 40 years. So a couple of other points for those who might not be familiar with Lancaster County. There are, I think, 18 life plan communities in Lancaster County. Willow Valley is the only one that exclusively offers a Type A life plan contract. So we are offering that full continuum of care, but we're different from some of the other organizations in that we are rooted in hospitality and service and not in long-term care or a ministry. And I think that's what really sets us apart. And that commitment and that philosophy of hospitality and service is what really guides Willow Valley. I think one of the other things that's important and that really struck me when I began to learn more about Willow Valley is that they took the word retirement out of the name all the way back in 2013, which I think was a wise thing to do and something that makes a lot of sense and, again, right, really sets them apart.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And also, I will say congratulations on your new role. We know that you're just entering in and you've hit the ground running, and we're really excited to be having this conversation right now as you've joined the organization and in this new role. I would love to segue into that a little bit and talk about your new role. Do you have any short-term goals you'd like to hit in your first 100 days as CEO? I know there's probably all sorts of things coming at you and you're really having to identify priorities and where you're going to put your time. But when you think about your first 100 days as CEO, what are some of the things that you're thinking about?
Well, I'm already 30 days in, and I can tell you that that time has flown by. And my focus really for this first 100 days and certainly beyond that as well is really listening and building relationships and earning the trust, right, of team members and residents here, as well as getting integrated in the greater Lancaster County, both from I'm relocating my household, you know, to Lancaster, the city of Lancaster, and then just understanding the deep relationships that we have with business partners and other organizations in the greater community. I'm spending a lot of time learning about the culture here that makes Willow Valley so special, and we call it the Willow Valley Way. And there is, you know, there's a secret sauce that I'm trying to learn here. And I'm trying to learn that from many different perspectives, again, from team members and from residents, from board members, and from my peers on the leadership team here, so that I can make sure we preserve the legacy and that culture as we move the organization forward. So lots of conversations I'm having right now with a variety of different folks all around. It's been really fun so far.
And we know, too, that Willow Valley has been quite busy in recent years. I know just from my personal experience, I was able to talk with some of the Willow Valley folks about some of the recent development that's happening for Willow Valley, which is quite exciting. I know we'll get into here in a little bit. I want to tie back, though, to your new role as CEO. When you're thinking about what success might look like at that 100-day mark, are there any things you're really hoping to have achieved? Sounds like you're really trying to familiarize yourself with the organization, with the culture, but just in general, how will you measure success personally once you hit that 100-day mark as CEO?
So I've got three goals: connection, clarity, and alignment. And so connections are what I just talked about, building relationships with residents and team members in the greater community. Clarity around what are the immediate priorities, right? Because I've jumped on a train that's already left the station here, and there's a lot going on. And so I want to make sure that I have a clear understanding of what our most immediate priorities are that require my attention, so that we don't lose momentum on any of the important things that we're advancing right now. And then really alignment with the team and alignment with our board in terms of our direction, you know, continuing forward in the near term, as well as setting the stage for some of the more longer term visioning and planning.
Right. And setting the stage, I think, is a great segue into my next question here. We know that Willow Valley is at a pretty critical inflection point. I would love to get your assessment of maybe how you view the current state of Willow Valley as a nonprofit senior living provider. And I'd love to really maybe understand some of the things you mentioned on culture, too, because we know that there's also the legacy of the 40-year history of Willow Valley, while also still, like you had mentioned, moving into being innovative and thinking about wellness and all the efforts to move Willow Valley forward. So when you're thinking about the current state of where Willow Valley is right now, how do you view the organization?
Well, this is one of the things that's really exciting. Nothing's on fire here, right? And so when I'm looking at this as an organization, it was a big wow, right, that I get to be part of an organization that's already in such a great position. So from a consumer perspective, you know, we're consistently ranked among the top continuing care retirement communities in the country, as well as in Pennsylvania. And we've got a long waiting list with very little inventory available. So that's a great place to be in, and then it's not. You never want to have nothing available for folks, because we have people who want to move to Willow Valley and join this incredible lifestyle. And then from a financial perspective, we're also very strong. Like, we've got a long-standing A rating from Fitch and a strong balance sheet, and so we are poised to continue to innovate and grow really in a bold way while we continue to keep that watchful eye on preserving the legacy here and maintaining that culture. So some of that growth, I'm sure we'll get into. We've got an independent living expansion that's going on right now. We've got the new Mosaic project that is due to begin construction at some point, hopefully soon in the future. We're still in pre-sales for that. And then we have the new state-of-the-art memory care community that is also under construction. So there's no shortage of things for me to get my arms around here at Willow Valley.
Yeah, most definitely. And I know we'll touch on some of the development here later on, because I think when I saw those renderings for the new Willow Valley memory care community, I was just blown away by some of the elements there. It seems like a beautiful project, as well with the Mosaic downtown urban core project. We're really excited to learn more about that. And honestly, personally, I'm interested in following that along. I know just because of my role that Lancaster County is a hotbed for senior living, and also I think a place for senior living innovation. And a lot of people outside of maybe the East Coast and the industry maybe don't really know that. And so it's an interesting place to be. And so appreciate the context there. And we're really excited to see what happens as Willow Valley continues to move forward. And now I want to tie it back to one more question on your past experience, because you've really helped shape more than 100 senior living projects nationwide. What patterns from those experiences will you look to bring in your new role at Willow Valley? Because I think sometimes when new leaders come in, they can bring a lot of fresh ideas and it's an opportunity to really bring some new ideas forward. So when you're thinking about your past experience, how do you think it really lends well to your new role here with Willow Valley? And what's the perspective you're bringing?
Well, a couple of things. And I've had the benefit through my consulting career prior to moving into my provider side career chapter. I've had the benefit of working with a large number of senior living organizations all around the country. So I've been able to see a lot. I've been able to be involved throughout my career in new startup developments and expansions, in repositionings, restructurings, kind of the whole gamut of, you know, the life cycle of a life plan community, and then kind of what you do after that first generation. And so, you know, every market is different. Every situation is unique. And I think I bring just a ton of varied experiences. So whatever I'm seeing, I've probably seen something similar to that somewhere along the last 28 years or so. And so I think listening to what the market is telling you is really important, and being able to adapt to that, right? I think the most, we might come to the drawing board with some plans, and we might have shelved those plans, and I'm tapping into, you know, an experience with a client that I'm thinking of specifically, where they had to shelve some new development plans for a period of time, and when they were in a position to dust those plans off and pick up where they left off, the whole landscape had changed, and that required a really courageous pivot on their part, because they had land they were waiting to develop on, and you know, we work side by side with them to help them imagine a completely different new direction. And it has proven to be a success and a testament to their ability to adapt to where the market was going and be able to pivot and do so, I think, in a really courageous way. The other piece that I think is really important today, maybe more than it has been, is what's happening in the healthcare delivery landscape. And you've got to kind of be aware of that from a national perspective and then at your local level, because that'll really inform a lot of strategy around what you can do and should do with, you know, the clinical side of the business, but also what are the opportunities on the wellness side of the business. So I think those are pretty important things that, you know, I've been thinking about throughout my career as I've worked with different organizations in different dynamics of their particular markets where they're serving. So I know I'm fortunate to be joining Willow Valley at a time when the organization's already recognized nationally. And that is in part to, you know, I have to attribute the visionary leadership of John Swanson, who is my predecessor here, and what he has accomplished here at Willow Valley is pretty incredible. And I think Willow Valley is sort of a well-kept secret. John's commitment to that, to bold ideas, and his courageous vision has mapped out a pretty strong and clear path forward for us. So again, I'm shepherding this vision forward. And at some point, you know, I'll be able to take on a larger role to shape what comes after that. So I'm excited about that. And John's kind of still around because he's advising on the Mosaic development and the memory care community development. And so I'm delighted to have him close by so I can tap him for his insight, wisdom, and institutional knowledge to help me through this transition.
Right. When I saw the news about your installment as CEO, and I immediately thought of, well, what's next for Mr. Swanson? And just in terms of thinking about the development and how much he's put into it, I know I was able to have a conversation with him last year that I quite enjoyed learning about kind of the background of Mosaic and the memory care project as well. And so we definitely know that the team has been thinking about this development push for some time and thinking about the future of what Willow Valley is. So very exciting. And I want to also touch on a point here, shifting into operations a little bit. We know that a lot of operators are really preparing for a consumer experience that's changing. We know people are coming to senior living communities. They're bringing new wants and desires. The next generation is very interested in wellness. We also know, too, there are a lot of efforts being made on the operation side to support lifestyle and programming. But when you're thinking about these kind of evolving consumer expectations and what it means to interact with a senior living provider, especially an established one like Willow Valley, which operational areas really think you need the earliest attention? Where are you going to be thinking about operational priorities just as you enter in here, as you kind of get your feet under you to really understand where you need to focus your time on the operations side? What aspects of operations are you really most focused on here early on as you start your new role?
Before I go to the operational piece, let's talk about the consumer expectations for a moment. Because I'd like to acknowledge the balance that we're trying to achieve right now in serving three generations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what most senior living organizations are doing today. We're serving three generations. We have our 100-year-olds. We've got our folks in their 80s. And we've, you know, many of us are fortunate enough to have folks in their 60s, right? So not only are we balancing the wants and needs and expectations of three generations, and also here at Willow Valley, it's pretty cool. We are literally serving three generations, where we have residents today whose parents lived here and their grandparents lived here. We have siblings who live here. We have team members who have moved here and team member families who are here. And I think that's a testament to the quality of Willow Valley and the trust that generations have placed in us here at Willow Valley. So that's pretty exciting. And it also sets a pretty high bar for us. And one of the things that I believe has positioned us well to be able to evolve with consumer expectations evolving is the fact that we've been long positioning Willow Valley as a 55 plus community. Our average age at entry is now 76, which is a good 5 years younger than where I think the national average is now in terms of, you know, age at move-in to a life plan community. And so we've been on the leading edge of seeing those expectations change because we have attracted younger folks. So that has enabled us to be able to anticipate, I think, more successfully what needs to come next from an operational perspective.
Sure.
And our residents help us from an operational perspective, right? With what it is they want to see in terms of lifestyle opportunities and programming and things like that. So I'm getting to learn about everything here, but one of the tenets is no diminished standard. And that applies to the real estate component, if you will, of the community. When people are choosing where they're going to live, be it an apartment or a villa or a two-story townhome, or ultimately in Mosaic, a high-rise, right? So we don't want people to feel like they're making a sacrifice to their standard of living in terms of their physical environment. And that also applies to lifestyle. And so I have never seen a more comprehensive, extensive offering of learning, art, cultural, musical, you name it, opportunities for people to pursue whatever it is that they are interested in or passionate about, because there's no other time in life where folks have the freedom and the time to be able to pursue those things. And you can pursue all of that right here on this campus. And that team of folks works incredibly hard to bring the amazing programming that exists here on the campus. And, you know, back to my comment about it's a small town, you literally would never have to leave. And you could be so enriched from whatever perspective is important to you, right? And then you have the beauty of the connection to the greater Lancaster City community, which has a very vibrant scene, arts, culture, dining, music, everything. One of the things I'd like to talk about in particular is culinary from an operations perspective. The culinary program here is pretty impressive, I will tell you. I've been dining at Local Table, which is one of our fine dining venues that I would hold up against any restaurant. And we've got nearly 20 different dining venues here. So there is literally something for everyone. But that team is constantly trying to figure out what is next. What are we going to do next to continue to delight residents and have them bring their families in? You know, when I'm there eating, it is just like eating in a very popular restaurant downtown. So dining, I think, and the lifestyle programming, and then that connection to wellness. We've got a beautiful state-of-the-art fitness center and aquatic complex there in the cultural center, and it is always busy. And I think we have an opportunity to continue to integrate wellness approaches, however that looks to each individual. And I think that's the key to moving us forward and elevating the experience, is to make it even more personal for each resident, because everybody wants something different out of this chapter. And we want to be able to facilitate that for each individual resident.
Most definitely. And I want to shift in some of the time we have left. I got one question on staffing, and then we'll dive into discussing South Point and the Mosaic and also the new memory care community. What, in terms of the current state of staffing, where do you see that? Because I think also, too, when there's rapid change or a time of change at an organization, sometimes you really have to make sure that all staff are on the same page and you have the engagement. Because as things change and as organizations grow, sometimes there can be some growing pains along with that. So just in your mind, as you're coming in today, how do you think about the current state of staffing at Willow Valley? What areas are most challenging? What are you really focusing on?
Well, I'll get the most challenging part out of the way, because I think it's pretty much the same for most organizations, right? It's in the clinical areas and in the culinary areas. But we are fortunate, as are so many other organizations, to have some really long tenured team members here, a lot of growth from within, and really a solid workforce. We're fortunate to have a very solid workforce. Mm-hmm. And but at the same time, when I think about that question about expansion and change, certainly there's change with my arrival on the scene as the new leader. And so I'm working to develop those relationships all the way down to the front line, right? It's going to take me a while to get there. But that's an important priority to me. But I would say that expansion and change is kind of a steady state around Willow mm-hmm. Valley, because they have been continually growing and innovating and changing over the 40-year history. I'm not sure there's ever been much of a period that you would call status quo here. And so I think people are accustomed to that. And I think some of our growth and expansion is creating exciting opportunities for people to build their careers. But having said that, maintaining that culture and an environment where team members are empowered and they're heard and they're appreciated is always a top priority. And I know our teams are working on improved learning and development opportunities, improved onboarding and orientation programs, so that people will want to feel like they want to spend a career here. And we're fortunate that many people have chosen to spend their careers here. And we don't take that for granted. So very appreciative of the team. And we can never stop doing those things to make sure we are keeping folks engaged with us.
Right. We know it's an ever-evolving issue, and I don't think staffing challenges will ever go away, but operators who really make steps to improve like you said, training, onboarding, retention. I mean, those are the ones that are really going to see some success and really start to build that culture and continue that into the future. And now I want to shift gears and we'll talk a little bit about some of the conversations around development that we've been teasing here in our conversation. So would you be able to give us an update on the South Point Village expansion? And then we'll touch on Mosaic and then also the memory care community. So there's a lot of different aspects of ongoing development that's happening right now. So what can you update us on?
Absolutely. So South Point is a 124 apartment expansion on the Lakes campus. And it will be four buildings when it's complete. It's completely sold out already. Two buildings are completed and fully occupied. And the other two buildings will be coming online over the next handful of months with the first occupancy in September. So we're preparing for that as we speak. And so that's exciting, but kind of coming to a close. And so then I'll move to Mosaic, which is the downtown expansion, the urban expansion. So what's super exciting about this is it's going to provide an opportunity for people who prefer an urban lifestyle, people who already live in a high rise or who lived in a high rise at one point in their lives and desire to engage in that local vibrant city of Lancaster community steps outside the door. And so it's really more lifestyle, a different kind of lifestyle. The suburban campus is beautiful. The grounds are spectacular, meticulously maintained, landscaped, and lots of walking paths and fishing ponds and lots of exciting things to do. And Mosaic will provide something that's entirely different, that will create an option for people who might not be drawn to the suburban campus. And so we're really excited about the momentum that we've gained here recently with pre-sales. So that's going to continue. Once that's under construction, it'll probably be about 3 years before we'll be able to welcome the first resident. So we're going to be busy with that project for the foreseeable future here to ensure its success and integration into the Willow Valley family here. And then let me talk just a moment about the Marlin and Doris Thomas Memory Center. So yes. This is going to be among the first of its kind in the United States. It's a village-style living environment that is designed to really destigmatize dementia and enhance quality of life, provide opportunities to educate the broader community on brain health and also about what it's like to be living with dementia. And so our team visited more than 40 memory care communities across the United States and in Europe, including the Hoogeveen Memory Care Village or Dementia Village, as they call it in the Netherlands. And so this is going to be something that has not been seen before, certainly in the East, certainly in Pennsylvania and the eastern part of the United States. And that is under construction and will be opening the middle of next year, 2026. And so we're working together right now on staffing and programming, and we have partnerships that are all coming together to provide really what will be a state-of-the-art environment. This has been supported through significant donations to the foundation, and that's really exciting to see people get behind doing something that is so important and for whom dementia has touched the lives of so many. And so we're really excited to unveil that next year, not just for residents, but families and team members.
And now I want to wrap up with one last question for you in terms of your outlook for the sector. We know Willow Valley is quite busy and you yourself are very busy as well. But looking beyond current projects, I'd love to maybe identify what emerging trends you see that you're really excited to explore in senior living? And generally, what's your outlook for the sector just moving forward?
Well, I'm optimistic, right? So let's talk for a moment about the demographics, right? We know the demographics are overwhelming and they're compelling, but only if you have what people want, only if you offer what people want, right? We can't just expect that because the numbers are overwhelming, they're going to come to us. We have to continue to provide the lifestyle that people are looking for. And I do believe that as we are already serving the boomer population, we're not preparing for the baby boomers anymore. They're here and they're already right here at Willow Valley. And they are really redefining what retirement, which I'm putting in air quotes because that's not a word in our vocabulary anymore, but what that looks and feels like, what this chapter of life looks and feels like. And I'm excited that we will have a variety of choices. And then I look forward to seeing how we can take to the next level some of the programming that we have here, specifically around the wellness, a more maybe a holistic view to wellness that, again, is personalized for each individual. And I want to put a plug in because we didn't get to talk about technology and there's some cool stuff, but we've got a great app. So our tagline is Life Lived Forward. And I think that's really important too, right? Again, in conjunction with kind of taking retirement off the table as a word that we use, but we're really living forward here. And we have a Living Forward app, and that allows us to engage with residents. They can very seamlessly, make reservations, check menus, check activities, and we are able to collect data about that. And I think that's the kind of thing that's going to help us continue to tailor at a very personal level the kind of experience that a resident can have here that meets their desires and expectations.
You know, you're totally right. We did skip over that question on data, and I guess we can circle back to it because I think it is so important right now. And I think we're seeing a lot of operators really struggle with some of the decisions in choosing their tech partners and really evaluating what their current tech stack might look like. In terms of how you gauge the importance of data and analytics, obviously, it seems like you're really preparing for the future by having that integrated app that residents can use. And I'm assuming also there's a back end that staff can access as well for insights. But what's the role of technology that you see playing for improving operations at Willow Valley? Just want to give you the floor here just to touch on that.
Sure. So I think about that in three buckets, one being the resident experience, one being the team member experience, and one being sort of the back of the house behind the scenes. And so on the resident piece, the app is a great example of that. But I'll tell you what, the residents are using technology to, enrich their lives on a daily basis. We've got a podcast group that is quite impressive. And so, that's a resident born, resident run idea that they've brought into existence here. That's really a great thing to experience and be part of. And I hope I'll be invited soon to be on their podcast. And then we've got, from a team member experience perspective, is what can we do to take away the unfun or the burdensome parts of the job so that they can spend more time doing the human to human, the really important work.
Exactly.
Right? So whatever those kinds of solutions are, we are going to look for. And then back of the house is really, what kind of automation is there that can just increase efficiency and drive savings? And so that's the way I'm thinking about technology here. And we're like every other organization evaluating the tech stack, and certain things are becoming obsolete. We're moving to new platforms. We're trying to figure out how they all talk to each other. And so similar challenges there, but aspirations for doing great things in the tech space.
Yeah, definitely. And I think honestly, that's a great spot to end it on, because it is a trend that we're seeing really start to pick up. And that is ensuring that operators really understand what their tech partners look like and just what their ecosystem needs to be in order to succeed in whatever their specific mission is. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us here on Transform. I've really enjoyed our conversation today.
Thanks, Austin. This has been fun.
That does it for this episode of Transform. I'm Austin Montgomery for Senior Housing News. Thanks for listening.